your trip to Italy. How was that?
It was amazing, actually. It wasn't just a trip to Italy. It was actually a trip to the all the islands that were visited in the Odyssey, Homer's Odyssey. So the ancient Greeks. This is like the old stories about where they all went. All these amazing ports. So we were in Rome to start out, and then we got on a boat and we went to Sorrento, which is this amazing town, which is known for being the capital of lemons in Italy. And it's atop some cliff tops. Like, it's atop this, I think it's limestone cliffs on the water. And from the town, you climb way, way, way up, and it's full of lemons. And you see Mount Etna, which is where, I guess, Vesuvius erupted, the volcano that erupted and covered Pompeii and Herculaneum. And you can just see it, and you can think about how when it blew, it just like blew, and then the lava all came down. You can see where it just flowed down and covered Pompeii and Herculaneum. It's really amazing. From there, anyway, then we went to other places that were all these ports that were ancient ports that were visited by the ancient Greeks and many other fleets. So we went to Sicily, and then we went to Malta, which is an incredible island, which has been overtaken by many different populations over many, many thousands of years, from people from Africa to the Greeks to, you know, just about everybody has tried to take Malta. And then we went back to Sicily, which was also incredible again. And then we went to, where do we go? Sardinia, which is a very ancient population, an ancient island. And we went to this incredible fish market, and they still had all the old fish. And then we ended up in Corsica, which is actually sort of half Italian, half French as an island. It's where Napoleon was born. And they speak French, but they speak French with kind of an Italian dialect. So it's really fascinating.
So you traveled around a lot while you were there?
We did. We basically went island hopping. And then we went back to Rome.
What did you enjoy the most while you were in Italy?
So I think that the most memorable were Malta, because of the architecture, which was incredibly colorful. But the food in Malta wasn't great, but the architecture and the island and the fortification, because it's been a war port. It's been taken by so many different societies as a place that's a stronghold. So it was beautiful and amazing. But in terms of the food and the experience, I thought Sicily was incredible. We went into, I think it was the port of Trapani, and then we took a little, almost like a ski lift, but like a little car.
Like a trolley sort of thing?
Like a trolley thing in the air. I remember, what are they called? Aerofoil or whatever they're called. I forget what they're called, but you take them. So it was like a little ski lift, but enclosed. We took it up to the top of this mountain in Sicily, and it was a medieval hill town that was still like the same as it was back then. Like, nothing had been changed. It was all the original medieval buildings, and it was incredible. That was the best experience we had, and we had lunch, and it was fantastic.
It's really cool.
It was really cool.